Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more. Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kat.
Giallo, giallo, gialli!
If you like ridiculous horror trash creature features with stereotypes,
listen to Terror Talk.
Genetically altered scorpions. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Hey, everybody. So it's just me today, Shannon. We wanted to conserve our energy and our time. And so I am recording what horror to watch in December 2023 on my own today as part of our Patreon. This is one of our mini casts. We do these every week. And so it's part of our Patreon membership, which is for as little as $5 a month. You can listen to the new ones and all the old ones, and there's, you know, over 100 on there. So take a listen if you want to. No further ado, what to listen to in December. So I wanted to start out with some things that have already come out. This is dropping, you know, after the first few days of December already. If you haven't seen it, there is a movie called It's a Wonderful Knife, 2023 Christmas horror. What a great freaking title. This is a comedy horror mystery. After saving a town from a psychotic killer, Winnie Carruthers' life is less than wonderful. When she wishes she'd never been born, she finds herself in a nightmare parallel universe where, well, she wasn't born. And so the killer didn't get killed and the killer's still killing. So that's basically what it's about. I have actually already seen this movie and I was not impressed and did not enjoy this movie. I thought it was pretty boring and confusing and all of that, but that doesn't mean that you won't like it. So check that out. Also on December 1st, there's a movie called There's Something in the Barn, already come out, obviously. It's on VOD. Another Christmas horror, actually. Comedy fantasy horror. An American family fulfills their dream of moving back after inheriting a remote cabin in the mountains of Norway. So, you know, I love a Norwegian or a Scandinavian watch. I will definitely be checking that one out. The next one I see on my little list that came out on December 1st is another movie that is available on VOD called Loop Track. And this is a New Zealand thriller. It's pretty dark. It's pretty brooding. It's an indie movie. So if you want to support indie movies, this would be one of those ones. So a 4-day journey turns into a fight for survival. This is a psychological thriller. There's a guy named Ian who wants to get as far from humanity as possible into the New Zealand bush. And, well, some other individuals get attached to him and he has the feeling they are being followed. Is it real, though? So it's called a loop track. So that's a little bit of a, to me, that's a little bit of a giveaway. What we are on is a loop track. Okay, check that one out. That one came out on VOD as well. And it's also foreign for us Americans. It's from New Zealand. Also, the second season of the Korean drama fantasy horror that's called Sweet Home. It's a TV show. It's on Netflix. And all the episodes of season 2 are dropping. It got really good reviews in season 1. I haven't personally seen season 1, but now I want to because now there's a season 2 and it's supposed to be good. So check that one out. Devils. Devils is a violent South Korean thriller. And it's streaming exclusively on Screambox starting on December 5th. And it's described as Face Off meets Freaky Friday when a homicide detective swaps bodies with a serial killer. The next one is called Abigail. And it is VOD starting December 5th. It's a horror thriller. It's 2023, obviously. In 1976, a troubled teen befriends her bullied neighbor, seeking out revenge on his tormentors, but her obsession turns deadly. So this is definitely a revenge thriller with teen stars or teen protagonists. The next movie I have here is The Sacrifice Game. So this is a straight horror. It's about 90 minutes long. The synopsis says this is a Christmas horror, so that's cool. Anytime I can get more Christmas horror, that's good. It's bad enough that boarding school students Samantha and Clara can't go home for the holidays, but things take a deadly turn when a murderous gang arrives on their doorstep just in time for Christmas. I don't know. This looks pretty good. You just never really know. I can't really tell sometimes with these. The next one on my list is called Lord of Misrule, a desperate search for the young daughter of the town's new minister. Again, strict horror. Sort of that mystery small town vibe. It's a New Year's movie. It's like the kid goes missing. Town folks are creepy, scary, and probably at fault. I don't know. I get culty vibes. We'll see. The next movie, that one's out on December 8th, VOD, and The Sacrifice Game is out December 8th on Shudder, if I didn't mention that. If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here, and welcome to season 6, y'all.